Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and honor. Hallelujah. Did you see him tonight? What else? Okay, we're going there. I was waiting if anyone else picked up on it. Sometimes we get tossed out of the nest. We were in the Swinghurst. A little confining. We're into the evergreens. Sometimes we like things the way they always are. Snuggly tight in a chair with no room to worship. Could you feel the freedom in here tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, there's definitely a shift. I think we've been kicked out of the nest, the swing, and onto bigger things. And it's God's timing. We knew we were leaving Swinghurst, and it was, we're leaving Grand Geneva, actually, but we have an obligation to fulfill a contract through the end of the year. And we could feel the shift in the spirit that we were done. You know, we've been in and out of enough places. We recognize the signs of God. Like it's almost as though his hand lifts off, like the anointing. Most people won't feel it, but it's always behind the scenes stuff. You know, rooms not set up, room changes, lights don't work, weird stuff. Usually that is all covered under his grace. And when it stops functioning or flowing, you know, sometimes is it attack? Is it just warfare we have to bust through? Most of the time that's the story. You know, you lay hands on a power line and a cord and it'll work again and stuff like that. But with the season that God is moving his bride into, we also are moving, you know, locations. And many people have, you know, because we don't know where we're going after the end of this year. And many people are concerned because they want to know where we're meeting next. And we don't know, because God has not told us. And we're okay with that, because he knows best. And we've been in relationship a long time, and through many seasons and trials, where we have been able to build trust and relationship with our Father. And so, in the natural, this probably looks crazy to people, or maybe a little scary, like, well, I like coming on Wednesday nights. Well, we don't know if we're doing Wednesday nights anymore. We don't know what he's doing, and we're okay with that. And so some people take for granted, well, I can just come anytime and catch a Wednesday night. Well, come, you know, after the 31st, the lights are off. And if you're really not tuned into the Spirit, the room's been changed. And it's all good, because it's of God. And so tonight, you know, the season that we're in, and please forgive me, because I'm trying to help people get an understanding of the times and seasons without a spin from the media or any communication from the natural realm. Because most people weigh their life decisions in the natural. Because you were born into the natural and trained into the natural, and when you get translated out of the, spirit of darkness and into the spirit of light, there is a highway of success, and it is called the walk of the Spirit. And one of my jobs is to help train people to walk in the Spirit and live and abide in the presence of God. And do I have it perfect? Absolutely not, but I'm not quitting. And so we're in the season of what's next, God, and we don't know. We can't see behind the curtain because he's not letting us. And I'm okay with that. And this is actually a prophetic thing that he's doing in most people's lives who have said, Lord, I want to live for you. I'll do anything you want me to do. I want to give you glory. I want to give your name glory. It's not about me. It's about you and your kingdom. And most people have said that one time or another in this room, and some have not, and that's okay. Because where you're at is where you're at. And what I'm trying to say is there's an upgrade, and it's for everybody. But there's this filter system that's been placed in the natural where many can't perceive what's going on. And my job is to bring clarity into your path with him by cutting the weeds. I can't be God for you, but I can cut some weeds and maybe break a few Shabbas off you to help you get greater understanding and deeper revelation in relationship with the Father. Because that's really what it's all about. It's not about your great ministry or what you're doing for God. It's about how to find the heart of the Father and spend time with him as a kid and live and abide in the presence and then rule on earth as it is in heaven, like Jesus did. So I'm trying to simplify all this, but it's kind of hard because everybody's in different places. And so some of you won't be able to understand because you're dull, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. That's just where you're at. And how do you become undull? Push-ups. Push-ups in the spirit. Well, what are those? Well, we know what those are, and some of us don't like to do it. And one of the greatest push-ups or exercises is praying in tongues. It is a powerful tool to defeat the enemy and a powerful tool to build up your spiritual muscles. And some of you are like, yeah, I do. Shaba, laba, eto, I'm done. I don't see nothing. And others, you get up and you pray, but you're not seeing your breakthrough. Are you resting in him while you're praying? Or are you praying in the flesh using tongues? Just saying, I don't know. That's a ting for somebody in here. So the season we're in is marvelous. It really is. And I can say that because I've been through many seasons that is bringing me to this season. You don't start out as an infant and learn to fly until you first learn to get up, crawl, fall down a few times. And I've been asking the Lord, I've been pondering, and he's not telling me much, but it's more about abiding in him and just loving him and resting in him and knowing that he's got this, that it's going to be okay. And to be honest, it's deeper death to myself, my desires and my promise, my dreams, and I'm okay with that. And, you know, I think one of the last things you have to die to is ministry. And I think I've died to ministry. I don't care if I ever preach again, truthfully. I don't care. I don't care if I ever minister or pray for somebody again. I just don't care. And I was asking the Lord about that because it's probably not good not to care. And I was asking him about it because I don't want to be deceived by the enemy. And what he told me was, this is just for me personally, he's put me on a shelf for his good pleasure. You know how he has clay vessels and vessels of gold, and he's like, I'm putting you off on a shelf right now because I'm doing something in you. And so when I minister on a Wednesday night, he pulls me off the shelf. And we minister together as one. And then, you know, my ministry has been like cut back to almost nothing. And it's wonderful. But through the process of going to nothing, I had to adjust to the changes of getting it done. And you remember he talking about lists and how he, you know, no more lists. You know, he's helped me untangle from the natural world in a deeper way, but learn to rely on him in a peaceful way and rest in him. And the really cool thing is, I don't care if anything gets done but it always gets done. Now that's a marvelous mystery in the kingdom of God. You know, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. How many have you tried might, power, and spirit? Where do you find peace? Yeah. And so he's transitioning us. It's like a birth canal. We are all going through this birth or this transformation, or I can't even say the word metamorphosis, where it's not about us. And it's the early stages of it's not about us. And so we're seeing, and we've been seeing for a few years, black and white, remember? No more gray. And hidden sin is being exposed in the pulpits. And he doesn't just do that without first wooing, warning, and trying to get the person that he has put an anointing on to minister to choose life. He always corrects secretly first before he goes public. And so when somebody sees a pastor or somebody exposed for some scandal, that's not the first time that it's been dealt with. That is like the bazillionth time, because he tries every day to woo and get us back into course correction. Now take that into your personal life. Have you ever strayed a little in whatever, and he woos you to come back to the center of him? We all fall, and we all stumble in many ways. It's not, so don't judge somebody when they're exposed and the curtain's opened and, aha, I knew that guy was a dirty rat. You know, be careful of judgment that you place on people, because it stops the blessings of God in your life. Even if we think we know, I knew. Be careful of discernment. Natural discernment and spiritual discernment, two different things. Be careful of it, because it is a gift from God, and we need to exercise it. But if we become God through it and place judgment in our hearts against a person that we see is walking in sin, it'll cause a problem in your own personal walk with God. God doesn't like us judging people. He didn't give us that assignment. That's not, you know, that's not one of the gifts of the Spirit. So, I think in the last week, I have received probably 50% more prayer requests, serious prayer requests from people, partners, friends, people I don't even know. It's multiplied. It's amped up, guys. And it's going to continue to amp up. And we have to, this is what the Lord told me last week when I was praying, because I felt like, Lord, I'm in a weird place. I don't really care about anything right now. And he said, this is what I want you to do when I have you on the shelf, do your spiritual exercises, stay strong in me. Don't just lay around because, well, I'm on the shelf and I'm not being used. Press in, because the next level is going to be glorious. The next level is going to be spectacular. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? And he told me specific things to do. And if you want me to tell you them, I will, if it'll encourage you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, in the Word, day and night. Read the Word, study the Word, day and night. Spend time in prayer so many hours a day. Listen to good teachers that are that know the Bible, and ask me the questions after you listen to them. And he gave me some physical stuff to do, you know, fasting plan, and a movement plan. Amen. You know, there's going to be a day when night comes, and no man will work. And it's going to come suddenly. Now, twice our lights have gone off. Why are they going off? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So When the lights go off, they came suddenly, although they're on a timer. Listen, light comes when no man works. Stay strong in the daytime. Don't be deceived. And so I'm saying that as to build us up. Now, I said earlier, I don't know if you guys were here yet or not, but I feel like most people are clueless to the season that we're in. You know, they're paying more attention to the vaxes and the government elections and Wi-Fi stuff and, you know, the money tanking and all the stuff in the natural. Listen, if we read the Word of God, we know the end of the story. We know where we're at in the seasons in God. And so don't get weighted down by the heaviness of the oppression and the news reports. I got corrected on it, a couple weeks back. I got all caught up in some stupid YouTube. And, you know, it happens. Doesn't it just happen? Oh, no, it doesn't happen to you guys. Okay. You know, and it was, you know, they're designed to do that. It's clickbait. And, but we got to be careful that we don't design our walk off of what a YouTube video says. And most of the time, we can pray against it and diffuse it. Other times, it's just fake. And other times, who cares? So, because who's your provider?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I like, there was a couple hits in that for me personally. One was pivot. You know, I just used that word the other day like 5 times, pivot, 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 and I was making a joke out of it, but I didn't realize it was actually a prophetic statement, an utterance. And when I heard this, it like rang into my spirit, hit me really hard in the heart. And when you pivot, you know, what's that? That's right. You do turn. Yeah. And you know, let's use tonight as an example. How many were crabby because you didn't, you know, Swinghurst Room was moved and you didn't know about it? Did you have a little irritation in your heart? Nobody cared? Yay. Okay. Ryan, were you crabby?
Oh, yeah.
I was with him at the desk. You did well representing Spirit of God. Let me just say that. He was very kind. You know, those are like checks in our, they're good. When stuff like rattles us, that's really a good thing. It's because it's loose enough that we can let it go. You know, it's like a flapping shingle when the winds blow. Oh, either repair the roof or let it fly. Okay, when I was praying earlier today, I asked the Lord to give me a scripture to help us understand how to pivot. And he actually gave me Proverbs 3, which is one of my favorite proverbs. This is like a life-living verse for me because I came from a control everything, hold it all together in the natural to I don't care about anything but you, Jesus, but teach me how this works. And so, you know, the natural wants to, you know, one thing I know is many people don't trust God. They say they do. You can have it all, but when he comes knocking, you know, they're like, wait a minute, I didn't know you meant that. You know, that's my pet. And I don't mean animal. That's my thing I do, you know. And that's my sports, that's my activities, that, you know, whatever. And he doesn't do it to take it away because he's angry. He does it to shake you so that you recognize that you are a controller. And so I struggled with that in different areas. And so the Lord really, I mean, I in my older Bible, it says, you know, and this is the Living Translation. I'm just going to read this. It says, my child, and I scratched that out and wrote, Lori, never forget the things I have taught you. But now I like my child better because I'm his you know, I get it now. Before I was, you know, trying to personalize it, but really, it is personalized. It's to me. He's my dad. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them down within your heart, deep within your heart. Yes. I just got a text. Hallelujah. Okay, never let loyalty and kindness leave. We'll tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. This is the part I want to get to. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Pivot. So, how do you trust the Lord with all your heart? That's a question I'm asking. And the answer is, do not depend on your own understanding. That's like a push and a pull in two opposite directions. And one has to give. And we need to learn to yield to him because he can have it all. He really has it all for us. And there's this thing called seed time harvest in the kingdom. And many people just think it's about finances. But when you give him your whole heart, you get the kingdom of God and all his blessings, overflowing abundant. And his peace, which surpasses all understanding. Do you have his deep peace? Do you have it all the time? Or does it come and go? And I'm not saying, I remember not even knowing what his peace was until one day I met him and his peace, and I was like, ooh, I never felt your peace. I like that. And then it lifted. I'm like, wait, how do I get that back? You know, it's abiding in him. It's abiding in him. And so here's what I also want to say. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. And then he talks about honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom. Are you joyful? The one who gains understanding, for wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left hand. She will guide you down delightful paths. And I keep thinking of the scales, you know, in the right hand and left hand, riches and honor in her left. And long life in the right. You know, that's a balance of peace and justice in God. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. You know, and I'm going to stop there, but I want to say, I remember the day when I was trying to separate my own thinking, my way of doing things, and learning to trust him in all ways. I bought the trust mug. You know, and drank my coffee out of Trust God. You know, I wore the Trust God t-shirt. I had the Trust God on my, you know, I did all that. And did it work? I don't know. But I kept pressing in because that was where I was at. And I knew I needed a transformation in my heart. I knew he knew best, but I didn't know how to trust him in the process. How do you trust an invisible God? I had trouble with that in my early days. And so what happens is he allows us to have exercises through our day to lean on him and not on our own understanding. And for me, I always had this thing called Plan B. You know, okay, I do trust you, but if this doesn't come to pass, Plan B is in my back pocket and I'm going to do it. And sometimes... And I think many people have Plan B. Sometimes people will give God an opportunity to show himself in a time frame that they expect to have this thing happening. And when it doesn't happen, they pull out Plan B and they go ahead with it. And they're like, well, it's okay because you didn't show up, God, but my Plan B here, dot, 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 due to this. And then two things happen. One, it's a work of the flesh, and it's very corrupt and causes problems. Or two, he'll show up later than you expected, and then you have to clean up all the plan B stuff that you did. Does that make sense to you? And so it drove me crazy because I would be so close to trusting him, and then it didn't happen, and I'm like, you know what, there's a deadline. This bill has to get paid, so I'm going to do plan B. And you know, sell something or, you know, go work somewhere or, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, plan A, God's best, comes through, but I've committed to something less and subpar. And so then it's like you got to play, you know, you got to deal with it. And so I really stayed in that for a long time where I had to really say, you know what? I remember when God corrected me, he said, there is no plan B in the kingdom of God. It's my way or no way. You know, there is no plan B. You said you can have it all. Well, that means you need to learn to trust me. And I'm like, well, you have to help me with this. And so he did. And it happened every day in little small steps. It didn't happen, you know, sell your house and move to Africa. It wasn't like, you know, that wasn't the big trust, the first trust. It was, go do this for so-and-so. Or make this phone call and pray with them. It was little things that were huge to him and not so huge to me. But what was happening, he was building the trust muscle of my trust in him. And then when I would get the follow-up of, wow, that really was God. He really was telling me to do that. And so those little acts of obedience, and remember, acts of obedience. Remember, acts of obedience, they bring blessings. Acts of obedience, pivot, acts of obedience. We're in a season where when he says to do something, we have to do it. And I have been corrected on this. And you know, remember the spirit of rebellion when we learned about the spirit of rebellion? The threads of rebellion in our heart? You know, he's dealing with us to deal with the issues in our heart so that we can have it all and live in his kingdom, in the fullness, regarding whatever season there is, because in God there is provision. Think about the Israelites when they left Egypt. You know, you can do 40 years around the barn, or you can do 4 days, so to speak, into the kingdom. The choice is yours, it's not God's. God wants you to have it all now. The delay always comes from lack of obeying, or not pivoting when he says to pivot. You know, make that phone call. I will, but can I do it tomorrow? Tomorrow comes and I forgot. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know if he wants me to teach on this or not. Let me just ask him. I'm going to wait. Okay. So I feel like it's important that we get the understanding and the equipping now. There's no more waiting or tomorrow I'm going to start this fast. Tomorrow I'm going to, you know, make that phone call or, you know, he's given you something to do today. Do it today. And if you blow it or forget or disobey, when you wake up tomorrow, what are we doing today? And if he tells you to do what he said yesterday, you do it today. Because you're not going to go further until you start doing what he gives you to do. The measure he gives you, the increase comes with obedience. The responsibility in the kingdom of God comes through obedience and surrender. And so we're in a place where there's like this collision about to take place. And it's going to be spectacular, but it's also going to be very frightening for many people. And I'm choosing ahead of time to believe for the spectacular. Because where you put your faith is the currency you pull from. I don't want to put my faith in the disaster. I don't want to pull from that chain. I don't want to pull from that kingdom. I am a child of God, and I know that. Because I'm born again, spirit-filled, living for his good pleasure. And he has nothing but good for me. And I believe that deep in my heart. We have to come to believe that he's not punishing us. There is no punishment. Jesus took that punishment. There's somebody in here struggling because you've lived a sinful life and made some bad decisions. But the Lord is wanting me to say, He knows the decisions that you made. In fact, He was with you when you were making them. But He is proud of you because you keep trying. You get up and you do it again. Here I am again, God. And He has, I see a robe of righteousness that He wants to cloak you with. I see I see a crown of jewels and beauty that He wants to place on your head. He calls you His beloved, but you refuse to believe that. And I'm challenging you right now. Why? You're looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing who you are in the natural. Come up higher and believe what the Word of God says about you. You are made in His image. You are a holy one set apart for His good pleasure. He has nothing but good for you. His Son has paid the price for you to walk in the fullness and of everything He has. In fact, I see Him wanting to cut that measuring stick, like just bust it over your knee. He wants you to bust it. He can't do that. Can you feel the shift? The remnant is rising. The hidden ones are being called out. We're going to see spectacular, supernatural explosions of His glory. And it's going to draw the lost and the broken and the deceived to His kingdom. And every one of us has a part to play in that. And it won't be the same part. Some will be out in the streets feeding the addicted, homeless. Others will be schooling the kids. Others will be serving food, washing feet, whatever. Pointing the way. Every one of us has a job. But if we try to do it in the flesh, we will fail miserably. And the season that is upon us, there's like a spotlight, and if it's a fake move of God, it's going to smell like rotten cheese. There's going to be a putrid odor to it, and it won't draw the believers. In fact, people are going to start to wake up and go, this ain't God. And they're going to leave. They're going to go home and they're going to say, Lord, where are you? What's up? It's a marvelous time in the kingdom. Marvelous time. Let's pray in tongues. Ishabalabarende koto so koko. Andale bakorto si ti 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 ti. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we are hungry for your presence. We are hungry for your truth. We don't want the plastic junk. We only want you. Lord, if there's anything in our hearts that's not pleasing to you, we surrender it to you right now. We lay it down at your altar. We say, do what you will with it. Ashondale bakorito si ti ti. Ola barabashendale bakorito so go 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 go. Neandale bakorito so go go go. Andale bakorito. Father, I'm asking you to set free any person in here who is struggling with fake Christianity, of wearing the church face, the church logo and lingo. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you? You know, plastic, pretend language that some have been taught. I'm asking you to crack that open tonight with your holy fire. Bust it off these people in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you're the one can do it. If you are struggling in your heart with a man-pleasing spirit or works mentality or I just keep hearing fake Christianity. I don't know what other words to use for it. If you are a Christian by name but follow the world more than you do God, right now, just quietly say, Lord, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I want your best. Help me overcome this stuff. I actually see giftings opening up tonight, dormant seeds that the Lord has put in. I see him opening and sprouting. I see him calling forth some of you in here, like commissioning new assignments in the kingdom of God. And I actually see other people putting books on the shelf, like that chapter's over in your life, and you've you're pivoting. You're doing a new thing in him. I see somebody in here who's been sitting on a shelf for God's good pleasure, and I just saw like gold dust on you, and I saw him reach for you and activate that gifting that he's placed inside of you for this season. Holy is the Lord. And Lord, I pray right now for any person in here struggling with infirmity, a spirit of sickness or disease, we cast that off in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit to loose and go in the name of Jesus and never return. I speak wholeness and healing and resurrection power into your lives and into your bodies, into your souls, into your minds, in Jesus' mighty name. Shandele korito so koko. Somebody in here has been struggling with migraine headaches and you have trouble sleeping at night. You foul spirit, I break your hold. I break your hold over that mind, and I command you to loose off and leave and never return. In Jesus' name, amen. And I speak and release a restful, peaceful sleep in Jesus' name. Nishandele bakorito so koko. Shalabara barabakorito si titi. Labo sokoko. I speak to any cancer cell in this room. I command you to die in the name of Jesus. You have no rights to any blood-washed believer. I command you to die, wither up, and pass out through the backdraft in Jesus' name. Shabababa sokoko. Indele bakorito si titi. Ne shabababa. Deo sokondele bakorito sokoko. Shalabarabarabarabakorito si ti 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 ti. Shandele bandele bakorito so koko. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Shandene kora baso koko. Father, we want more of you. Help us learn to really trust you in every area, every way, every day. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to teach us how to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you so you can make our path straight. I'm asking you to whisper in our ears whenever we start to think about a plan B. And just shake us a little bit so we can renounce that agreement. We don't want to live in the flesh. We want to live and breathe by the Holy Ghost. We want to walk as Jesus walked on this earth and only do what we see the Father do. We want to be true kingdom citizens who actually impact the world for your goodness and your glory. Father, I'm asking you to shake us and wake us and help us tend to your needs when you want us to tend to them. Help us be so attentive to your breath and your wooing that we run to you. that we run to you in the night season, that we run to you in the day season, that we run to you if there's a busy season, and that we learn how to live and abide in your peace, your rivers of peace, because we're coming into a season where the rivers are flowing with the currents of God that are going to capsize many, but also draw many. And when they're capsized, it's going to wash them and refresh them and bring them back into the center of you. Your rivers are alive. And Lord, your word says that rivers of living water shall flow from us. Lord, we don't want a trickle. We want rivers of your living water. Lord, show us by the Spirit what that means for each and every one of us. Show us what you want in us and how you want to move in us and release your rivers into the earth. We want your rivers. We want the earth flooded with your glory. Lord, you're the only one. You're the only one, but you're using us. And we say yes to your flooding. We say yes to your glory. We say yes to the mandate of heaven. We say yes to manifesting your goodness into the earth. We say yes to whatever you have. We are hungry for you. We can't rely on our own understanding. We want the deeper riches, the deeper wells, the pure water from heaven. Help us understand this. Help us grow in this. Teach us how to obey your word. Teach us how to live in your word. Teach us the deeper meanings of the hidden mysteries in your words. Open the word so that the word opens in us. Open your word so that when we walk, we are the living word. Let us breathe the breath of heaven and release your breath into the earth to change the atmosphere for your glory, to help set your captives free, to bring truth and understanding to the broken and the lost and ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from SpiritofGodWorldwide.com.